Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Fisheries Minister, Timmy Dooley, says the government is assessing what legal options are open to challenge the abandonment of the Hague Principles. The minister has been in Killybegs to meet with industry representatives today. We'll hear from one of those. 189 people have been killed on Irish roads so far this year, according to Gardaí. They're urging people to be careful as they celebrate New Year tonight. Some Northern Ireland water staff are taking strike action today as part of a dispute over pay arrangements. The Taoiseach has been criticised by politicians and a homelessness charity for comments he made in an interview with the Irish Times, and we will conclude our series of interviews with Councillor Cathaoirleach. Later on, we'll hear from Mark Gallagher at the Sports Desk. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with Fisheries Minister Timmy Dooley, who said today the government is assessing what legal options are open to challenge the abandonment of the Hague Principles, designed to ensure that Ireland has extra quota. They were blocked at a Fisheries Council meeting before Christmas, leaving fishers across the country facing a 33% quota cut. That's a figure that rises to 50% in Killybegs. Minister Dooley was in Killybegs this afternoon for a meeting with fishery representatives. He briefed them on his plan to establish a task force to advise on a framework of supports for the sector in 2026. E. O'Donnell of the Seafood Alliance says this is a very important initiative. He says today's meeting was a very productive one.
It's a good chance for the minister to meet directly with the people affected by the quota cuts. I mean, we're looking at a national situation where the quotas are going to be reduced by up to a third. But for Killybegs, it's almost a half in the coming year of a reduction in the quotas. So it was very, very important that there was a meeting, there was an opportunity to have an exchange of views and to discuss a way forward.
The minister briefed you on his plan for a task force to be chaired by, yes, a former IFA CEO. It'll come into effect early in the new year with the intention of supporting fishing communities and supporting the fishing sector directly. Is this a sticking plaster over a gaping wound, or is this going to make a real difference?
No, it's a necessary condition to save the industry, to protect it from having a total meltdown of the sector, both in catching, processing and service industry. So it's a first step. We need to identify as part of this a best way forward. We need to look at the optimization of the fleet, what needs to be done to secure the sector, what needs to be done to secure the employment. So it's a very important first step in the whole process.
In terms of resecuring the Hague Principles and getting back to a situation where the Irish fleet has a workable quota, was the minister able to give you any indication as to what the government's medium to long-term tactics are going to be?
Well, certainly we know from our engagement at December Council that he worked very hard engaging at a political level to try and overcome the blocking minority that we faced. Effectively, what we had was a situation of four member states, minority blocking, that blocked the Hague preferences that we've had for 49 years. So this was a key issue discussed between us. The options were assessed, and certainly one of the things that has to be pursued, if it's feasible at all, is the legal route at EU level to overcome this situation.
E. O'Donnell then speaking to us after today's meeting with Minister Timmy Dooley. 189 people have been killed on Irish roads in 2025, according to Gardaí. This year saw the highest number of fatalities on Irish roads in a decade. It's an 8% increase on last year's figure. Superintendent Liam Garrity says this month has been particularly tragic.
It has been a particularly tragic month for December, and there have been a few months this year that have been particularly tragic. That's why we have 189 deaths on our roads so far this year. It is the highest number of road deaths in over a decade on Irish roads.
Ishgairin says its crews are working to return normal water supply to customers in Port New, Rossbeg, Letchamecha Ward, Duhurry and surrounding areas. They say it's due to a mechanical issue encountered at the Letchamecha Ward water treatment plant this morning. Reservoir levels have fallen. That's impacting supply to homes and businesses. A spokesperson says crews are working to restore normal supply as quickly as possible. 9 o'clock tonight is an indicative target for restoration. More detail on highlandradio.com. Some Northern Ireland water staff are taking strike action today in a dispute over pay arrangements. The walkout involves administration workers from the NIPSA union, with a second action short of a strike set to begin tomorrow. NI Water says its frontline staff have already accepted pay deals for the next 2 years. A pay offer is ready for non-frontline staff. Well, Carmel Gates is NIPSA General Secretary.
Because we have different workers given different pay bands and workers doing the same job on different terms and conditions, the first step that we ask is the management recognise that and sit down and discuss with us dealing with those workers and the differences.
A homelessness charity has described comments made by the Taoiseach as disappointing. It follows comments made by Simon Harris in the Irish Times, where he said a significant number of people in emergency accommodation don't have a housing right here. Sinn Féin, Labour and the Social Democrats are among the opposition parties calling for those remarks to be withdrawn. Berg Rogan, the executive director of Simon Communities of Ireland, says it's not a helpful narrative to spread.
You know, want to acknowledge the fact that there are quite a lot of people from outside of Ireland who are working in homeless services and providing vital frontline services to people most in need accessing emergency services over this Christmas and New Year's period. So, you know, it's not a great headline and story to be out there today.
Donegal County Council says its Economic Development Division will continue to deliver a range of initiatives to support economic development and job creation in Donegal during 2026, working in collaboration with a range of public and private sector partners. Donal-Marie Doherty has more.
The council says in order to support job creation and the development in Donegal and the wider northwest, work will continue on building business cases and advocating for the necessary enabling infrastructure investment in areas including connectivity, electricity, rail and gas. The council says it will also aim to maximise collaborations with adjacent councils in Leitrim, Sligo and Northern Ireland, and in particular the northwest city gateway in conjunction with Derry City and Strabane District Council. The budget book notes that 2026 will see the completion of enabling infrastructure at the 30-acre site in the Common in Lifford, while the development of the flagship and strategic regeneration business innovation quarter in Letterkenny Town is set to progress. Meanwhile, the Donegal 2040 Strategic Development Company, which is wholly owned by the council, will develop and manage a range of council-led economic development-related investments. That includes the business innovation quarter in Letterkenny, Island House in Killybegs, the Burton Port Enterprise Centre and the Carrigart Hub.
Well, as Donal-Marie said in that report, the council continues to prioritise the northwest city gateway, and the Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District says he wants to see that level of commitment replicated in the south of the county. Councillor Micheál Nochtain says he wants more cooperation between Donegal County Council and Fermanagh and Omagh District Council. He says that would be part of what he believes can be a very positive year for the Donegal MD.
2025 had been a fairly successful year with the start of the Fenter Bridge, which was a project that was going on for years. We'll also be looking busy for the roundabout at Lahey. We have a number of different projects in the MD that we'd like to see started. There's a number of safety school measures that mean Irua, Cosnula and Donegal Town, and of course Duncan Neely National School as well. We have a number of housing projects going at the moment. We have Donegal Town, we have Ballyshannon and Bundoran, with nearly 120 new houses coming on stream and the Donegal MD.
One thing that gets discussed at the Donegal MD from time to time is the need to develop closer links between Donegal County Council and Fermanagh and Omagh Council, because it seems to be a huge focus on the northwest city gateway with Derry and Strabane, and maybe more focus needed on developing those links with Fermanagh and South Tyrone. Is that something you think will progress in 26?
Yes, I mean, funny you mentioned that, Donal. You know, I put a motion through to the Donegal MD 3 years ago looking for that link, and yes, we had a number of meetings, and you're 100% right, because you know, you look at Pettigo and you look at Beleek and Ballyshannon, you know, we're linked with the water for Fermanagh and Omagh in relation to the Tarmon River, which is a divide between Northern Ireland and Donegal, and you know, the issues that we have there with that. I'm working with cross-party people in Northern Ireland to make sure that, you know, we're for the betterment of this area. When you look at Derry and Letterkenny, I mean, and the work that's going on there and the development as a city status, you know, that is huge. And I think, Betty, you know, there's more work to be done. We have started it. We want to build relationships over the year, and I think that will continue into the future.
Well, the Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District says more progress must be made on addressing traffic issues in Letterkenny in the coming year. Councillor Kieran Brogan says there will be progress on the 10T project over the coming 12 months, with the CPO process beginning, and he also hopes to see progress on the Northern Network route, which encompasses Windy Hall, and also the Southern Relief Road. Councillor Brogan says he still has reservations about some of the active travel projects which are underway, saying they're premature and may hinder rather than help traffic flow. However, he says the coming 12 months will see positive progress in the town.
One of the big game changers that we'll see happening is when we get the CPO process started for the new 10T. It's going to be an exciting project, and we also have the investment starting at the end of January in the Market Square. We have a lot of investment in regeneration as well in different parts of the town. It is the biggest town in the northwest now, and a lot of that didn't happen by accident. So we need to continue to challenge ourselves to come up with solutions for the traffic as well. We need to be positive about the success we have in Letterkenny too. It's a great, it is a great news story in the town itself, the success that we have in Letterkenny.
And finally, you did reference at the start of this piece the Windy Hall, the Southern Relief, and most importantly, the 10T. Hoping for progress on all of those. Are you confident that we will see progress and momentum during 2026? Because the worst thing that could happen now is that those projects stall.
No, I'm very confident. We had a very good, constructive and positive meeting in Dublin with the TAA. The TAA has always been very supportive of this project. It's ongoing now for the last 8 years, and they're very optimistic and very supportive of it as well. And I'm very happy that we have our I's dotted and T's crossed. It's a huge project, but I think we have the support, and it has been passed through government and cabinet. So, I mean, it's the green light is there for it, and I think, you know, that in itself is very significant.
And there's more from Councillor Kieran Brogan and Councillor Micheál Nochtain on our website, highlandradio.com. Two former SDLP MLAs have died. Tributes have been paid today to Mary Bradley and Joe Byrne. With more, here's Katie Gallagher.
Joe Byrne served as MLA for West Tyrone between 1998 and 2003 and again from 2011 to 2015. Before that, he was a member of OMA District Council. Party leader Claire Hannah says Joe Byrne was a key member of the SDLP delegation during the Good Friday Agreement negotiations, while locally he championed rural communities in Tyrone, continuing to play a key role in the ongoing campaign for the A5. Tributes have also been paid to former Foyle MLA and Mayor of Derry, Mary Bradley, who has died at the age of 83. She was elected to Derry City Council in 1985 and was elected to the Assembly in 2003. She chose not to run in 2011 and was succeeded by Colm Eastwood, who went on to serve as party leader for a time and is currently the MP for Foyle.
6,484 admitted patients spent time without a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital over the course of 2025, according to figures released this morning by the INMO. Letterkenny had the sixth highest total in the state. Sligo had the fourth highest figure, 8,004. That gives a Northwest total of 14,488, 13% of the national total. With less than 2 weeks to go, the National Lottery is reminding Daily Million Plus players in Donegal that a €500,000 prize from the 2pm draw on Sunday, October 12th, will be lost if it's not claimed by Saturday week. The winning ticket was purchased at our draw filling station on the Port New Road on Friday, October 10th, and was valid for a number of draws. The winning numbers on that draw were 9, 16, 24, 29, 32 and 38. The bonus number was 5. The prize must be claimed by close of business on Saturday week, January 10th. Dara O'Dwyer is a spokesperson for the National Lottery.
It's €500,000 that was won on October 12th in the Daily Million draw on the 2pm draw. So there is a chance still to claim that €500,000. And they have until the end of day on Saturday, the 10th of January, to try claim that €500,000. So what we're really, really urging people to do is start checking all those tickets. I know a lot of people, you know, they bunch up their tickets, they take their time to check them. So really now is the time to start checking those tickets because, yeah, you could be sitting on €500,000.
Has there been any further information made available as to the time of purchase? We know it was bought in a filling station in Ardragh. Can you tell us what time it was bought? Are there any other details available there?
What we do know is that it was purchased on the Friday. It was purchased for multiple draws as well. So what that means is that they obviously purchased for a couple of draws that brought them up until that 2pm draw on Sunday, the 12th of October. So that's what we are able to tell. And we're just urging people, if they were in the Ardragh area on Friday the 10th, they might have popped into the filling station there on the Port New Road. Really start checking those tickets.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 17 minutes past 5. Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Derry City have confirmed that Sean Barrett has decided to relinquish his role as the club's chief executive. Barrett served on the Derry City board for almost all of the past 30 years, and the club say he has been an integral part of the Candy Stripes since their return to senior football. Meanwhile, Finn Harps will start 2026 with a pre-season friendly against Sligo Rovers at Finn Park. That game will take place on Sunday the 13th of January at 7:30. The Republic of Ireland could be without midfielder Josh Cullen should they qualify for next summer's World Cup. Burnley boss Scott Parker confirmed last night that the 29-year-old suffered an ACL injury in their draw with Everton last weekend. It rules him out of Ireland's World Cup playoff push at the end of March at the very least, and Parker admits it is a huge blow.
Josh is a huge loss to us, not only what he gives us on the pitch, what we've seen throughout this year, arguably probably one of our best performers really. To lose him on the pitch as well as off it, and what he gives us is a big loss. It's an ACL, and ACLs are normally around about 9 months, so that's where probably Josh will be.
There were boos at full time at Old Trafford last night, where Manchester United could only manage a 1-1 draw with Wolves. Despite the result, United boss Ruben Amorim remains confident about their potential this season and says being without a number of key players because of injuries is hurting them.
We just need to recover all the players, and I'm really confident. I don't know what is going to happen until the end of the season, but I'm really confident when we recover all the players that we are going to be a strong team. That there is no doubt in my mind.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has refused to discuss a potential move for Bournemouth forward Antoine Semenyo. It's understood they're close to finalising an agreement for the Ghana international, who scored 9 Premier League goals this season. Guardiola insists all of his focus is going into their New Year's Day game away at Sunderland.
I said yesterday before, in the day of the game, I write today, so the winter transfer window is completely closed right now. So it's Sunderland.
In horse racing, trainer Willie Mullen says he's preparing Galopin Deschamps for another tilt at the Irish Gold Cup next month. The two-time Cheltenham Gold Cup winner was beaten on his comeback run in last weekend's Savills Chase at Leopardstown. But Mullins feels Galopin Deschamps ran a cracker of a race and that he's ready to go again in the Gold Cup at the same track in late January. In darts, Michael van Gerwen admits that 2026 will be a very important year in his career. The 3-time world champion was dumped out of the PDC World Darts Championship after a 4-1 loss to Gary Anderson in the 4th round last night. Van Gerwen says he let himself down in key moments in the match, but he has confirmed that he will play in the Premier League next season. In Gaelic games, Donegal will get their 2026 season up and running with a Dr McKenna Cup fixture against Derry on Sunday. The Section C Round 1 game will take place at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny at 1:30. And if you're going to the game, tickets must be bought in advance via the Ulster GAA website. There will be no option to buy your ticket at the ground on the day of the game, so make sure to get your tickets sorted beforehand. If you're not going to the game, you can tune in to Highland Radio, where we will have full live match coverage with Oisin Kelly and Brendan Devaney. Finally, Anthony Joshua remains in a Nigerian hospital as he continues to recover from a car crash that killed two of his friends. The former world heavyweight boxing champion sustained minor injuries in the collision on Monday and is said to be in a stable condition. That is all your sport for this evening. We're back with more tomorrow. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. It's just hours to go before you ring in 2026. Alex Rowley has been looking back at some of the biggest moments of the year gone by.
2025 was the year Ireland got a new president after 14 years.
I will be a president who listens and who reflects.
There was a familiar face returning as president of America.
And as of today, TikTok is back.
Meanwhile, rents continued to rise, the number of homeless people kept reaching an all-time high, and the children's hospital deadline was missed again.
When will you have your ducks in line that you can fulfil your contractual obligations to the Irish state?
The death toll mounted in Gaza as Israel increased its attack on the enclave before a criticised peace deal was eventually reached.
We believe in hope for a better future.
Closer to home, NECAP came under scrutiny for comments about Israel before one of their members was charged with a terror offence in the UK for allegedly supporting Hezbollah.
Netanyahu's a war criminal.
The charges were eventually dropped. Garda Kevin Flatley and a motorcyclist, Izzet Canberber, died in a collision at a speed check in North Dublin, and Storm A. Owen left thousands without water and electricity for weeks.
I have no power coming until the 5th of February.
Let me in, let me in.
Ragebait was Oxford's word of the year. The Architects of AI was Time's Person of the Year. Oasis Fever came to Dublin.
Oh, without you, this won't be happening, so thank you very much.
Hosier, Chapel Rowan and Sam Fender headlined Electric Picnic. Dublin Metro project finally got the green light. Troy Parrott was Ireland's hero in the World Cup qualifiers. So, that was 2025. Here's to 2026 and a very happy new year.
Well, there are other major changes on the horizon as we enter into the new year, with updates to welfare, tax refund deadlines and planning legislation all coming into effect. With more, here's Daniel Pitcher.
The Planning and Development Act officially takes full effect, shifting the focus to 10-year local development plans across the country. Local authorities are now legally required to assess long-term affordable housing needs, replacing older area plans. For finances, it's the final day that you can claim a tax refund, dating back to the 2021 tax year under the strict four-year rule. Miss it and the money is gone. A significant social welfare package also kicks in. Most weekly payments, including the state pension and job seekers allowance, will see a permanent €10 increase. Families will also benefit from the largest ever hike in child support payments, with weekly rates rising by €8 for children under 12 and €16 for those over 12.
A status yellow snow and ice warning has been issued for Derry, Tyrone, Fermanagh and from Armagh and Down. The warnings come into effect at midnight tomorrow night and will last until 10 o'clock on Friday evening. The UK Met Office is warning of potential travel disruption as a result of icy stretches early on Friday morning. Temperatures expected to drop for the weekend across the whole of the island, with frost and wintry showers expected, particularly in the northwest. Met Éireann forecaster Matthew Martin has been looking ahead to the weekend.
For Friday and the weekend, when we're in the proper cold air, there'll be sunny spells and scattered showers across the country. It looks like the wintry showers will be mainly affecting Connacht and Ulster, so that's where the biggest likelihood or possibility for snowfall will be. It looks like it'll be somewhat drier further east and south, just due to the wind direction. The best prospect for building snowmen will be across parts of North Connacht and Northwest Ulster. That's the most likelihood to see some more substantial snowfall as we head towards the weekend.
And for the coming 24 hours, Met Éireann tell us it'll be quite cloudy this evening and tonight, with patchy rain in the north gradually sinking southwards through the night. Clear spells and isolated showers will follow by morning. Cold, with lowest overnight temperatures -1 to +3 degrees Celsius. Frost and icy stretches developing. Light to moderate westerly winds, increasing fresh at times along coasts. It'll be dry with good sunny spells for most of tomorrow, New Year's Day, with just some isolated light showers, mainly in northern coastal parts. Top temperatures 4 to 8 degrees Celsius in light to moderate northwesterly winds. Fresher near coastal areas, and as we said, heading toward Friday and the weekend, it's going to get a lot colder. The headlines on this Wednesday evening. Fisheries Minister Timmy Dooley says the government is assessing what legal options are open to challenge the abandonment of the Hague principles designed to ensure Ireland has extra quota. The minister was in Killybegs today. He met with fisheries industry representatives who have welcomed the announcement of a task force to be chaired by the former IFA CEO Michael Burkey. That'll advise on a framework of support for the seafood sector and coastal communities next year. Garthy say 189 people were killed on Irish roads in 2025, the highest number of fatalities on our roads in a decade. It's an 8% increase on last year's figure. They're urging people to be careful on the roads tonight as they celebrate the new year. Uisce Éireann says crews are working to return normal water supplies to customers in Portnew, Rossbeg, Letchamack Ward, Duhurry and surrounding areas this afternoon. They say it's due to a mechanical issue at the water treatment plant in Letchamack Ward. And a homelessness charity has described comments made by the Taoiseach as disappointing. It follows comments he made in an interview with the Irish Times. Simon Harris said a significant number of people in emergency accommodation don't have a housing right here. Sinn Féin, Labour and the Social Democrats are among the opposition parties to have called for those remarks to be withdrawn. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. All that remains for me to do now is, on behalf of the whole of the news and current affairs team on Highland Radio, to wish you all a very happy and peaceful 2026. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 31st of December. The death has taken place of Patrick Packy McConnellogue, Anna Clonmany. Patrick's remains will repose at his home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. A one-way system will be in operation. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10 o'clock tomorrow night and before the funeral on Friday. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Francis Gallagher, 8 Gailtex Drive, Old Town, Letterkenny. Reposing at her sister Geraldine and Tommy Doherty's residence at Cool Boy, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Rosary nightly at 9. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by burial in New Leck Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Paul Marley, Remelton, formerly of Dewish Ballybuffet, reposing at his mother Molly Marley's home at Dewish Ballybuffet tomorrow from 12 noon until 9. House private, please, at all other times. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 12:30 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, followed by interment in Kilwera Cemetery, Glenfinn. The Requiem Mass will be streamed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of May Logue, née Duggan, Drim, Cranford, reposing at her home today from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday afternoon at 1 in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Cool, Cranford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Sadie McGurn, née O'Donnell, late of Mulvey House, Strabane, reposing at her daughter Anne McColgan's home at 4 St Mary's Place, Strabane. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Michael McCullough, 59 Orchard Road, Sion Mills, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchmedia.tv. And the death has taken place of Michael McGinley, Rathfarnham, Dublin, formerly of Dunfanaghy, reposing at Fanagan's Funeral Home, Wilbrook, Rathfarnham, tomorrow from 5:30 until 7:30. Funeral Mass on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Church of the Annunciation, Rathfarnham, followed by burial in Kilmashogue Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The house is private, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.